Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Interesting conversation that has started to sprout up as we get you ready for Shedeur Sanders' first start on Sunday against the Raiders. And it should note, we'll get to the Alex Wright stuff as well. Call me crazy, but it's not the biggest news in the world, and I don't think we should put all things into it, but we'll get to that as well. But I do think the narrative that is starting to, or narratives rather, that is starting to take place is whether the Browns are going to let Shedeur be Shedeur on Sunday.
Yeah, I'm at a little bit of a crossroads in this one, because like the part of Shedeur that he wants to display is a part of Shedeur that I think a lot of fans would just have him not display. What I mean by that is, I think when he runs backwards, for instance, there are plays where he escapes out of it. We just tend to ignore those because they're offset by the times that he gets sacked for 14 yards. I think Shedeur looks at that part of his game as a feature and not a bug. Mm-hmm. And I think the difference here is that I think fans would just be a lot easier if he just kind of, I don't know, threw the ball into the bleachers, and instead of taking a sack or even trying to risk and go for the big play, he just took it a little bit easier. I just don't know that he knows how to play football that way, or excuse me, wants to play football that way.
Yeah, I think it's, and by the way, I'm gonna divide this further. I think the fans would love to see the big Shedeur plays. If the Fannin touched, if the Fannin pass happens multiple times a quarter, I'll take him turning his back to the defense in a disastrous sack once a quarter, too.
Yeah, with the understanding that, hey, down the road, we'll get that cleaned up.
Yeah,
we can't do it right now, but down the road, we will.
But I think the problem is I don't know that's how Kevin Stefanski feels. I think right. Kevin bought in so hard to, well, turnovers were really the only reason we went 3-14. Quarterback play was really the only reason we went 3-14, which, again, is not, it's not really true, but it's something that he, I think, just leaned into rather than deal with why that team failed as much as they did. And so I think fans in Shedeur want shizzle, right? And I think Kevin Stefanski would be as over the moon as you possibly could be if on Sunday, after that game went down, Shedeur just did his best Dylan Gabriel impression.
Yeah, I don't think he has that in him, though, is the difference here.
And Kevin or Shedeur?
No, Shedeur, that is. I think, and you saw that. I think you saw that in the half of football that he got to play. I think his brain instinctively goes for the let's be legendary moments. And I like this side of Shedeur, by the way. And also, I would tell him, you know, I once had somebody in radio that I respect and I like a lot.
Thank you.
It was not you, but either way.
Okay.
I respect and like you, but it's, you know, it wasn't
good,
you. Not with
save.
This. Not with this piece of advice.
Erase your phrase?
No, but the thing that they said and they stressed was that a lot of times you get the job and then you start acting a little bit different. You start acting like not yourself. And like, mm-hmm. you got to do what got you the job to begin with. That's the reason why you got the job, is for whatever you displayed in that beginning setting. He's like, I've watched so many people on radio, they get the job and then they try to become something different or they act something different and it blows up on them. Do what got you the job. And when it comes to Shedeur, I would tell him, go back to what you did at Colorado. Go back to what you did at Jackson State. Go back to what you've done your entire life. Do what got you to the spot where you are right now. And that's going to be way better than trying to conform to what Kevin Stefanski wants or whatever version of Dylan Gabriel we're suggesting that Stefanski would turn him into.
Yeah, I think the problem is we know how Stefanski likes to operate. I think the cardinal sin of Stefanski is, you didn't do exactly what I said.
I think that
was part of the rub with Baker between the two of them.
I think he's already expected that's going to happen with Shedeur anyway. If you score touchdowns and you have this offense looking like it's actually got a pulse, then I think Stefanski will turn around real quick.
All right, so I think we might finally get to a point where, yeah, we love our process, but I'll take some results right now. I think that's the most fascinating push and pull of this, is has Stefanski gotten so desperate with just how bad the offense has looked, and understanding that if 2-8 leads to 3-14, it's really hard to come back as a head coach after 6 wins in 2 seasons in 34 games. That is an element of what they're going to allow. Now, Tommy Rees, Browns offensive coordinator, and then that's Tommy Rees, Browns offensive coordinator. He spoke today on finding the balance between going on and off script.
With all quarterbacks, you try to find that right blend, right? I don't think you can play this game completely by the book, and I don't think you can play this game completely like a cowboy, right? You got to have the blend of both, and that's something we try to instill in our guys. And I would say Shador has some ability to play within the framework of the offense, just like Dylan has some ability to play free and create plays.
I really think after watching what they did with Joe Flacco the first 4 weeks of this season, I think we need to go in and understand that they think their job. I would be really surprised if Kevin didn't think his job this week in practice was to rein in Shador Sanders. And by the way, I don't think it's going to be good for Shador or the Browns, but I think that's 100% how Kevin Stefanski came into this week thinking, how do I reach this kid?
Some birds aren't meant to be caged, Nick. That's how I feel about Shador. And so I feel like if you're gonna go ahead and try to cage him, it's not gonna end well for you. It's gonna end like what happened when you try to do it to Flacco, when you try to do it to Dylan Gabriel. It's not gonna go well for you.
I just like that. That's like a very sage advice, but we're talking about a fifth round rookie who
it applies just the same.
Like Kevin.
It applies just the
same. If you love Shador and you let him go and he comes back to you, that's real love.
I don't know what you have
to
lose.
If you let Shador go and he doesn't come back, well, there's your answer.
Hey, listen, Kevin, I don't know what you have to lose. You got everyone in the media now on your side being like, oh, Kevin told us all it's a red shirt season. To hell he did. He just told you this last week. I'm so infuriated by that. At some point, I'm just going to lose my mind on that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Could it be now?
All right, right now. So here's the thing. So everyone's been reporting now all week long that apparently he had some sort of Stefanski's been going around and saying red shirt season for Shador. That's been the plan the entire time. If that's been the plan the entire time, why is it we're just now hearing about that being the plan? If that existed the entire time, we would have heard about it before this last week, would we not have? It's a bonkers to me. Just because he tells it to you or it gets through to you at some point this week that it was some sort of red shirt season doesn't mean that it's automatically been the case the entire time. Stefanski could, in fact, be making this up as he goes and saying things. Also, very convenient to say it's a red shirt season. Meanwhile, he's been the backup quarterback since October 7th. Like, what in the hell are we doing?
So what you're telling me is that the organization that is routinely misled, withheld, just overall not been very truthful with their fans in the media, you're saying they could create a narrative after something's gone down that actually doesn't align with reality?
Yeah, and we're watching it as people are now rewriting the whole entire thing, being like, well, he's been this whole way. Everyone's known it's a redshirt season. No, we haven't. That has not been what anyone has been saying the entire time.
All right.
Stop that. He's been a backup quarterback for almost a month and a half now. You can't rewrite history this way. Oh, it makes me so mad.
Oh, man. What, we don't talk about rewriting history.
We don't want the rewriting of history.
We don't want to get into revisionist history, throwing that around.
And people are going to recount this. I get mad because I like to think of myself as like, what really happened in the moment? And then 5 years from now when we discuss this type of thing, I'll be arguing with somebody and they'll be telling me, oh, no, it was always a red shirt season. That's what this was always going to be. No, we just heard about this 3 days ago that it's a red shirt season, and we're supposed to act like that's common knowledge the entire time? No, no, no. Just because they tell it to you now doesn't mean that all was always true and was always how they were thinking about it. That's insane.
I don't understand how after 6 years with these guys, we don't understand the difference between what they say and reality. I feel like you and I both have gone on different tangents this year to be like, guys, just because they say it doesn't mean it's true. And it is wild. And I think a lot of this, by the way, I think we're so conditioned. For a long time, we just knew, well, whatever they say is probably hogwash. Because they've been here 6 years, I do think that there's been a level of trust embedded for the casual fan that I think we've almost forgotten of, like, hey, that organization really hasn't earned that benefit of the doubt when they say things.
Not in the slightest of bit. Not in the slightest of bit. So I don't know. I'm a little angry about that. I'm a little angry about the idea that it seems like now the idea that even that they're going to try to even cage Shador in some sort of way or limit what he's even going to try to do gets me all hot and bothered.
You know they're going to do it. Jonathan, I need you to accept this. You know they're going to do it.
I think he beats to his own drum. I just think he's so comfortable with who he is.
Then he won't start again for the Cleveland Browns.
I think somebody like Dillon Gabriel. I think you can say, go out and do my bidding. If you don't do my bidding, then we'll just throw you away like days old Chinese food. I think Shador, he just goes to his own speed.
Yeah, I love you, buddy. I think Shador has to prove he can fit in before he fits out. I think it's dumb. I wouldn't do it, but I think that's how Kevin Stefanski operates.
I think he's got one game. I think if he throws multiple touchdown passes and looks like the Shador we've always known, but also throws touchdowns and everything in between, I think he's going to look at Stefanski afterwards and be like, if you're not happy with that, you'd rather throw check down Charlie out there, then go ahead. You do that if you want to do that, but look at what just happened.
The only way it doesn't matter if Shador goes full Shador is if he has like a 4 touchdown performance and they win by 2 tutties. If it's subjective in any way, if the Shahaters can say he stunk and the supporters can say he was great, if that's the takeaway on Monday and Shador went full Shador, you know he's not seeing the field again.
I think Flacco, there was one play where he tried to basically go back to the old Flacco, and it was an interception that Ross Tucker was week 2. Ross Tucker described as like one of the more embarrassing interceptions he's ever seen. And I think that then was like Flacco was like, all right, I guess I got to play your game. I guess I got to do it the way you want to do it. I tried. And I think if Flacco would have gotten away with it in that moment, that would have been a big-time play. We might have seen a different Flacco for the remaining part of the season.
216-474-0092. At Nick Wilson says, at Jay Peterlin on social media. Social media reactions on X, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. We got quick hits coming up at 240. We've got Emery Hunt, owner of Football Game Plan. We'll talk Shador Sanders' first NFL start at 3, the quarterback Deadpool, which mine's pretty much just dead. Coming up at 3:40, we've got Pete Futek, college football news at 4 today, and we've got Cash Lovett.
Hate it.
Coming up at 6:30 today with his picks for the week. So much to get into on today's show, but 216-474-0092. Will the Browns let Shador be Shador on Sunday? And maybe the opposite can be true. Maybe the Browns don't want Shador to be legendary after all. We have one analyst that thinks so. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.